All right, welcome back. Our next session, we have Pastor Ado Bernardo, who's the National Coordinator of the Victory Ministers Association. So our pastors are having their developmental assessment now, and he's the one practically, you know, staying on top of that. And he coordinates with all our pastors, not just in Manila, but all over the Philippines. And he helps keep our leaders on track, you know, pagdating dun sa mga day-to-day things going on in the ministry. And Pastor Ado was a missionary in Korea for a few years until, you know, the leadership asked him to come back and help develop our pastors here. So, Pastor Ado, welcome to Staff Dev again.
Thank you, Pinky. So wonderful to be back. I'm so glad to see you all again. You know, we don't get to see each other all the time. So thank you so much, HR, Pinky, Karen, and Jack, wherever you are. Oh, there you are. Thank you for giving me this 1 hour today. Now, maganda yung topic natin ngayon. It's about conflict. And I so regret that I wasn't able to sit in kay Pastor Paulo's session. So, sabi namin, when we were planning this day, yung pastoral side kay Pastor Paulo. Yan. Yung very goody part. Yung neutral sa akin. Yung technical. Maya-maya yung intense part. So, I hope you are excited for Miss Karen's session. I entitled my session today, Team Development and Conflict Appreciation. Yeah, we have heard so much about conflict resolution and management. Those are wonderful. And I hope this morning, mag-iiba yung idea natin about conflict. No? Hindi ko po binubura yung conflict management, conflict resolution. Dadagdagan lang natin ng panibagong concept, conflict appreciation. Okay, but before we do anything, I'd like us to play a game. Could you all stand on your feet, please? Thank you. And very quickly, count from 1 to 2. Teka, medyo mahirap yung gagawin natin, no? Ganito na lang, find a partner. Find a partner. Bato-bato pick. Ready? Go! Alright, winners on that side. Non-winners, hindi losers doon. Okay. Non-winners. Okay, non-winners doon, winners dito. What are we going to do? Actually, very common na tong game na to. Baka ma-bore kayo, ha? Baka ma-bore lang kayo. Yun lang warning ko. Dapat nandun kayo sa wall na yon. So, what do we do? Ito na yung ginagawa natin. Form 2 groups of equal size. Simple lang to, arrange yourselves lang ito na game. Oh, di ba? So what we're going to do, the facilitator, that's me, will give you a category by which you should arrange your team. I then will announce whether the sorting is in ascending or descending order. Very easy, right? Now, the first group to complete the challenge sits down all together. Kailangan sabay-sabay. The first group to sit down earns a point. Does that make sense? Andali, di ba? Kaya lang, please bear in mind rule number 4. No sound should be heard or you lose a round. So walang sound. O, testing muna, testing. Ready? Arrange yourselves in descending order according to age. I can hear something. Wala pang umuupo. Wala pang umuupo. Okay. Tingnan natin, Jack. Tulungan mo ako kung sino unang umuupo. Aha. All right. Descending order. Okay. Pakinggan natin. Age.
Of the record, 38.
30. 29. 28. 28. 28. 30. Ah, no! Bugbugin yan! Hindi height. Okay, well, apparently, by default, kayo na yung panalo. Alright? Okay, ready? One more round. One more round. Arrange yourselves. In ascending order. According to age. Go. No sound. Age. Oh, sorry. Did I say age earlier? Ah, sorry. Mental block. Memory gap. Again, arrange yourselves in ascending order. According to height. All right. Okay, second. Good job. Everybody stand up. Don't move. Aside from... Okay, tingnan natin. Dun, 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 dun! Oh, mas matangkad ka kaysa kay Jenny. Let's look at you guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. 1 point for their team. Ready? Arrange yourselves in ascending order according to birth month. No sound, no sound. Alright, natapos sila. Okay, okay, okay. Wala nang gagalaw. Alright, okay. Month.
January 1.
January 20.
February.
March 27.
April.
May.
August.
September.
October.
November.
Wow, 1 point each. Ready. Ready. Arrange yourselves in descending order. According to number of years working in every nation. Descending, D, descending. Tiebreaker na to. This is it. This will determine our winner. Okay, nauna. Nako, nako. Aha, hindi mapigilan ang tawa. Ready? Descending order. Yung pinakamatagal to, ha?
15 years.
15 years!
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right, we have a winner. Thank you. You may go back to your tables now. Great. Galing. The prize is the relationship you develop while praying. The revelation, that's your prize, right? Okay, amazing. You were great. Now, very quickly, I'd like you to go to your groups, maybe three in a group, three or four, and answer this question. What comes to your mind when you think of the word team? Team, T-E-A-M. Ready, go. One word or two words? No explanation. No explanation. Ready? Can we hear some of your answers on your table, please?
We thought collaboration and
collaborate. Wow, heavy words. Only Snoopy can think of collaboration. Yes, ma'am.
Unity.
Wow. Unity, your group. Huh? Group din? Okay, thank you. That's very profound. Sarah? Yes?
Compassion, diversity, basketball.
Ooh! Sinong pinakamababaw sa kanila? Ay, inyo, Anna.
Support and involvement.
Support and involvement. I like all your words, no? I like it so much. Kaya lang nahihiya ako sa inyo. For me, team, the first thing that came to my mind is this. How many of you have seen the movie? How many of you have seen it more than once? So I watched it several times, and what fascinated me is the idea that half of the movie they were not together as a team. Medyo civil sila with one another, but there came a point they were even trying to kill each other. Naalala niyo yung fighting ni Captain America, Thor, at saka Iron Man. And then all of a sudden, after that big explosion, they realized they're beating each other to death when they should be in one team. Yeah, I like the part when Loki came to the picture and a single common enemy united them together. Si Loki ba to? Do you remember that? What's your favorite part of the movie? Si Hulk, right? I am a god. Oh, boom, 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 boom. Puny god, sabi ni Hulk na. I like that part. Now, it's always fun to be in a team. Don't you think so? Avengers is Marvel. There's a member of Marvel that doesn't feel good because he's not part of the Avengers. Kawawa naman siya, no? Mm-mm. So for us, team means together, everyone accomplishes more. In the first semester, I was able to share with you some very interesting facts. And I hope you remember the stages of team development, yung classical. Meron ng mga bago. I hope there'll be a time someday we'll be able to share that with you also. But do you remember that the classical stages of the team are the forming, storming, norming, performing, and then adjourning if it's project-based. Do you remember that? To this day, this has helped me in our task as VMA in helping church teams, you know, resolve their conflicts. Okay, but today, what I want to do is give you a quick stab on my favorite author's approach to team development. Bakit favorite? Medyo ano na ako ngayon, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Patrick Lencioni. He recently came up with a book called Advantage. It's a condensed version of all his 8 books. Ang major theme niya is healthy organization trumps the rest. Does that make sense to you? May mga smart organizations, they're good at finances, marketing, IT. But there's an aspect of an organization which makes it healthy. And that's the morale, that's the unity, that's little or no politics at work. So si Patrick Lencioni came up in that book, The Advantage, he came up with 4 disciplines on how to make your organization healthy. The first one, the first discipline is forming a cohesive leadership team. Wow, talaga? Yun yung first step? Yes. The second step will be clarifying what's important. Yun yung mga core values, missions. But I don't want to bore you with that. I'm just going to talk about the first discipline. But I guess you're wondering what the 3 and 4 are. So babanggitin ko na rin. The third one is over-communicating what has been clarified in discipline 2. Over-communicating. He said that a person would retain what he heard if he heard it 7 times, an average of 7 times. The fourth one, of course, is integrating what was clarified into the human system. Medyo, anong ibig sabihin nun? Di ba nag-clarify tayo sa discipline 2? Kinommunicate natin? Yung number 4, simply lang yun, integration, application yun. Ibig sabihin, if we talked about making disciples all the time, then we should come up with tools like 1-to-1 and introduce it to people as a very easy way of making disciples. Right? Oh, very fun. So today, we're going to talk about discipline number 1. And simply put, ang sinuggest niya, ang recommended niya, is his first book, The 5 Dysfunctions of a Team. How many of you have gone through the seminar, 5 Dysfunctions of a Team? Uy, halos lahat na. So this would come in as a review. Sino nagturo sa inyo? Pastor Michael, sa inyo? Joe, how about you guys, sa fourth? Okay. Jenny, sino nagturo sa inyo? Wala pa. Harold, Pastor Michael. Alright, sana hindi masyadong iba yung tinuro niya sa tinuro ko. Total, galing naman sa isang libro. Alright? The five foundations of a productive team are as follows: trust, conflict, commitment, accountability, and results. Do you remember that? What's interesting about this is the way Patrick Lencioni arranged them. The five foundations are arranged like a pyramid, where the very bottom is trust, meaning all the other four depends on how strong the first one is. So, followed by conflict. And for many of us, this might come in as a question mark. Bakit conflict? Conflict is something negative, di ba? When I started hearing this from Pastor Paul Barker, the king of conflicts. Is that recorded? Hi, Pastor Paul. He emphasized that not all conflicts are bad. There could be healthy conflicts, and that's what we want to achieve in our teams. Second, if there is healthy conflict within the team, there will be commitment for decisions made. Then, of course, that goes to the work, into the work hours, where you become accountable with one another, producing results. Now, very quickly, his definition of a team is as follows. So medyo malalim siya than my Avenger definition. He said, a team is a relatively small group of people that shares common goals and responsibility for achieving them. And a productive team is one that achieves their common goals effectively and consistently. And it's not just about the achievement of goals. Merong efficiency na involved. Yun yung effectiveness and efficiency. Being able to achieve it is effectiveness. Achieving it consistently is efficiency. All right. So, very quickly, let's define those three. Or five. Trust. Every word here is very important. Members of productive teams trust one another on a fundamental emotional level and are comfortable being vulnerable about their weaknesses and mistakes. Very important. They're comfortable. They're willing to let the other person know that they cannot do a certain task, that is not within his skill set. And if he made a mistake, he can apologize and not hide it. Does that make sense? They get to a point where they can be completely open to one another without filters. All right, very important. Trust. We'll talk more about that later. What about conflict? Members of productive teams who trust one another and are not afraid to engage in passionate dialogue, that's what conflict is, a passionate dialogue, around the issues and decisions that are key to the organization's success. If you can put an underline on the passionate dialogue, it means debate or argument. All right? They do not hesitate to disagree. To disagree with, challenge, and question one another, all in the spirit of finding the best answers, discovering the truth, and making great decisions. Yun yung end goal mo, why you will engage in a healthy conflict. It's not about proving that the other person is wrong, or you had a better idea, or you're more skillful as a manager or a supervisor. The idea is to how can we come up with quality decision that will benefit the team. Does that make sense? And if that happens, the commitment within the team will be amazing. Because members of productive teams that engage in unfiltered conflict are able to buy in, kasi pinag-usapan, around important decisions, even when various individuals initially disagree. And my perfect experience for this, the perfect example is when I observe what happens in our pastor's meeting. That during the meeting, they will disagree with each other. They would debate and explain why one idea is better than the other. And then they'll reach a decision. When they come out of the room, they come out with one solid decision. Na kahit yung iba na kontra dun sa decision na yon, they already bought in to the decision in the meeting. No more debate outside the meeting. Does that make sense? Paglabas nila, when they explain, it's as if it's theirs. Pero initially, kontra sila dun sa idea. Amazing, amazing. I like that. That is because they ensure that all ideas and opinions are put on the table and considered, giving confidence to team members that no stone has been left untouched. Alam mo, not so happy story, but when my father-in-law was on his deathbed, we had a meeting, family meeting in Starbucks, and the big decision was, are we going to pull the tubes? Because there were no vital signs. No? Serious, no? And so, very painful, but the family decided yes. So, dahan-dahan, tinanggal na yung dextrose, ganun. All of a sudden, biglang parang nag-i-improve si daddy. Okay? And then one member of the family talked to the doctor and said, could you please put back the tubes? Now, there was a unspoken conflict happening. It was difficult because some of the members of the family didn't agree. They made an initial decision. And so that night, we had to go back to the same Starbucks and talk again. Because there was a decision made. And with little improvement, actually, normal pala yon sa mga dying. Merong pagkakataon na parang umu-okay, pero false yon. So, then again, that's not a very happy example. But the family who were left out in the second decision felt bad na hindi pinag-usapan. Biglang binago yung decision. Does that make sense to you? Okay. Now, it's difficult because we're talking about life or death. Hopefully, you don't get to decide that way in your present ministry teams. Accountability. When they have commitment and buy-in, what would happen? Members of productive teams that commit to decisions and standards of performance do not hesitate to hold one another accountable for adhering to those decisions and standards. And mind you, it says they're members. So it's not just the leader holding everyone accountable. Everyone holds each other accountable, even the members to the leaders. And they don't rely on the team leader as the primary source of accountability. They go directly to their peers. Members of productive teams that trust one another, just a summary, engage in conflict, commit to their decisions, and hold one another accountable, are very likely to set aside their individual needs and focus on what is best for the team. It's not about your personal goal anymore. It's about the team goal. They're committed to results above their individual agendas. Now, very quickly, go back to your teams and answer this question. Which of the five foundations poses as a challenge to your present team? And why? Given those definitions, what do you think are your challenges? Your time starts now. Okay, let me hear some answers dito sa table ni na Claudette, Honeyly, and Ethel. Can you give me some answers?
Sorry. I think the challenge for in our team right now is conflict. And I think yun talaga yung pinaka... Kasi at first, yung admin team, we started lang din last year and parang excited pa to work with one another. But after working for 1 year with the team, parang dun talaga nakikita na, okay, na is it parang you're just pleasing the other person or talagang you're working na talaga to correct or to confront, parang to see talaga how they work.
All right. Thank you, Ethel. Conflict. Pag maraming tahimik sa meeting, malamang may dysfunction sa conflict. Okay, Claudette, may answer ka na ba kanina?
Hindi ko po nabanggit, pero for us is conflict din. Kasi in our team, masyado maraming passionate sa mga ideas and all. Pero I think at the end of the day, nare-resolve naman na we'll bend kung ano yung what's best for the whole ministry.
Sige, mamaya, ipapaliwanag pa natin ano yung healthy conflict tsaka ano yung unhealthy conflict. Marian, one last answer. Si Harold.
Sa amin din, conflict. Medyo palang lahat ng, yun nga, yung sabi ni Pastor Addo, pag medyo tahimik yung team, para kasing, sa sense ko lang, we all see everything in context. Okay, ito yung pinagagaling niya. Sige, okay. Parang okay lahat.
Okay, hindi ko mo nagbabangayan, unhealthy yung conflict. Pwedeng nagbabangayan, pero healthy yon. Because it's not about personalities, it's about the issue at hand. Right? Ngayon, in the absence of bangayan, may harmony, but that could be artificial harmony. We don't want that even more. Okay, now, if there's dysfunction in the team, unfortunately, of course, there's absence of trust, the result will be invulnerability. Ibig sabihin, ayaw magpakita ng kahinaan yung mga tao sa team. They wouldn't speak up. Why? Baka pag nagsalita sila, they'll be corrected on the spot so harshly. So they don't trust the leader or the other members of the team to accept their ideas. Does that make sense? Now, if there's fear of conflict, there will be artificial harmony. Kala mo okay, but deep inside, hindi. If there's lack of commitment, ambiguity, hindi clear yung mga decision na ginawa. So, how many of you know, we cannot go accomplish just one if we didn't explain it. Right? So, hindi clear. Now, avoidance of accountability will produce low standards and inattention to results will result to what about my own status and ego? It's my efforts, not the team. Huh? Ako yung nagiging bida, ganun na nangyayari pag may dysfunction on the fifth one. All right, now very quickly. We won't be able to do this, but I have here a sample of a team assessment. Okay. Now, you can actually use this for your team to find out kung nasaan kayo. All right. Susundan nyo lang yung mga instructions dyan. We won't do it now, but here's what it looks like afterwards. And this is just an example of one team. Hindi ko na sabihin kung sino. Hindi kayo to. Alright, nakikita nyo ba? Mababa yung trust. Pero okay sa conflict at saka sa commitment. Siguro takot. Hindi. Trust, parang hindi ka, yung mga tao don't feel like they can speak up in the group and share their ideas. But the weakest one is result. Could you imagine a team like that na hirap? When it comes to producing results, it's about me, myself, and I. The unholy trinity. Hindi yung team goal. That's the picture of that. But anyway, don't be sad because it's just relatively the weakest one. May ano yan, mayroon yan explanation. A score of 8 and 9 means it's not a problem. 6 to 7, the dysfunction could be a problem. But what's unacceptable is 3 to 5. The dysfunction needs to be addressed. Yun naman 6 point something, di ba? And then, just a footnote, regardless of your score, it's important to keep in mind that every team needs constant work because without it, even the best one deviates towards dysfunction. Do you know why the team deviates to dysfunction? What causes a team to be dysfunctional? That's a question for you. What do you think? Yes, Harold. You hit it right on the spot. Christian answer, no? Actually, si Patrick Lencioni, I think he's a devout Catholic. Ang explanation binigay niya, because we're human beings, there will always be conflicts in teams. So whether you deny its presence or accept it and just make it healthy rather than unhealthy. Okay, conflict and dysfunctions. Thank you, Harold. Now, very quickly, let's talk about this first foundation. Pwede tayong tumalon na kaagad sa conflict. Kaya lang, kung nakasalalay yun sa trust, hindi ba dapat tingnan din natin muna yung trust kahit mabilis man lang? How many of you have read this book, Strength-Based Leadership? It's a sequel to your Strengths Finder 2.0. And what's fun with this book is this. They wanted to know what makes good leaders. And instead of interviewing leaders, they interviewed followers, 10,000 in fact, with a question. The question is simple. What kind of qualities do you look for in a leader that you would follow with all of your heart? 10,000 followers! Alam niyo ba kung ilan ang ginagamit ng SWS, Social Weather Station, to know the popularity and the trust towards Pinoy? 1-2 yata. 1-2. My friend, Richie Lianto, the great epidemiologist turned pastor, said it's a good sample size, as long as the sampling method is okay. But these guys in Gallup didn't just get 1,200, they got 10,000. And the results, The answer to this question is as follows, in descending order. The four qualities of a productive leader that followers will follow with all of their hearts. Number one, they create hope. They speak about things that are possible. They infuse vision. Second, they provide stability. That's their structural, strategic thinking, planning component. Next is they show compassion. They care more about you, the staff, than just the goal. And lastly, which is what's important to our discussion today, topmost answer, leaders who build trust. Trust, very important. If you want to be a leader and you are a leader, look at these four things and rate yourselves. How do I rank or in these four? 10,000 followers, and that's what they're looking for in a leader. Now the book, in respect to the book would suggest to you how you could use your top five themes, StrengthFinder's themes, in building these four up. All right. So, it says in your manual, trust is the most important element in the development and maintenance of a productive team. What a big statement. Most important. You can jump right away to conflict and solve it, but if there's no trust, you're missing the point. You have to invest on trust. When sa BMA po, pag umiikot kami sa mga churches, we carry this principle with us. And so we know that when problems arises in the leadership team or among the volunteers, we check with our trust thermometer what's the trust temperature of the group. 100%, it's a trust issue. Most important. And also, trust begins with you, the leader. And then spreads to every area of the organization. When talking about being trustworthy and building trust in an organization, it should first and foremost be visible in the person saying it. You should exemplify it. Amazing. Di ba nag-church consulting kami? And this is one of the realities na that hits the pastor like an anvil. Not Advil, anvil. Before the, after the Advil, they need to be hit by the anvil. When we do church consulting, and I hope you don't go to your pastor and say, Pastor, the reason why we're like this is because of you. When we do all our tools, interview, survey, all sorts, observation, and we carry the results in our laptop, inside our bags, when we go home to Manila, 90% of the reason the church is where it is because of the leader. It's because of the leader. Whether it's a senior pastor or a department head, it's the leader. Trust begins in the leader. Trust is necessary at three different levels. Number one, competence. That's the skill part. That's the managerial part, that's being organized. Next is character. And lastly, compassion. You want to build your trust score within your team? Check yourselves in these areas. How's your skill? Are you growing? Or are you the same when you entered EN? Nag-grow ka ba? Hopefully you are. That's why you're here in staff dev. Pero meron ding component yung self-study. Right? When I started doing this seminar, na-realize ko, I cannot just rely on the seminars I get free. I need to invest on my own development. So nag-request ako kay Minette, after namin magawa yung budget, I said, you know, there's something missing. Can I have $15 every month to buy books? To buy books online, yung audiobook. Unfortunately, my parents didn't teach me how to read books. But I can listen. So for the past 12 months, I've been listening to books. When we drive going to somewhere, Bataan, 5 hours, 6 hours drive, I get to finish a book. Mm-mm. Ganon. So we need to invest in our competence. Tapos marami pang podcast, libre pa, mga kapatid. I was just talking with Pastor Carlos, and he was talking about the advantage, only it's video. For free. Could you imagine that? All for free. We need to do that. Your team are looking up to you for direction, for instructions, and your competence will be the determining factor. Character. It's who you are even when no one's looking. And of course, compassion. Compassion is caring for them more than the goal. Just an interesting book that I recently finished, What Got You Here Won't Get You There, by Goldsmith Marshall, talks about executives who rose up in the ranks so fast, but they got stuck. And the reason is because of 20 character flaws. Na by coaching, pwedeng mawala yung mga character flaws na yun. Now you're starting to think, what are those 20 character flaws? Would you like to guess, anybody? What makes you, the cringe factor when you see it in your workmates? Any guess? How about being always right? How about extreme negativity? Yung pagkausap mo yung tao, she starts her sentence with no, but, however. And what she's showing is, she's right all the time. The obsession to be me. Ano yun eh? Tanggapin mo ako, ganito talaga ako. Pastor Nixon. May ganon, no? 20 qualities that stop successful people from moving higher. Amazing. Trust is diminished. Just because, according to Ecclesiastes, it is the little foxes that ruins the vineyard. I think Song of Solomon. Right? It's not the big wolves. It's the little foxes that ruins the vineyard. Okay, moving on. Are you still here? We're going to talk about conflict now. Somebody said there are always three sides in an argument. Your truth, their truth, and the truth. Alam mo, this anonymous guy is really so smart. I wish I would meet him someday. Is there a truth in this statement? When we engage in whether conflict or healthy or unhealthy, let's consider. You have your side, they have their side, and then there's God's side. So if trust is healthy in an organization, it will result to trust-based conflict, which is unfiltered debate around issues of importance to the team. Unfiltered. You can say whatever you want, with respect and kindness, of course. But you don't have to hold back. You can say it. Is that good? And trust-based conflicts allows everyone to express their ideas without fear of repercussion. It's like this. How many times in the meeting you had an idea and then you wanted to say it, but you feel like it's the same as stepping in front of a raging bus. Parang di mo masabi bakit pag sinabi ko to. Oh no, lagot ako baka. Do you remember those feelings? It's as if you say something, someone in the group might get hurt and your head got chewed off. Pero in a trust-based conflict, you can say it anyway. Kasi alam mo, you won't be misjudged. You won't be criticized for saying that. I like that. Trust-based conflict is sometimes uncomfortable. So there's no big promises na when you engage in trust-based conflict or healthy conflict, it will be easy. It won't. Right? Medyo awkward yan. Awkward yan, especially in the beginning. But there are certain skills that we can learn. All right. For instance, nagkakasundo kami ni Pastor Gilbert nito in a meeting. Sometimes the great, intelligent, wise people are speaking and you're not sure if your idea will catch traction, di ba? Meron kami mga technique ni Pastor Gilbert. If we had the chance to speak, we would say, how about if we look at it this way? So in a form of a question. So you're not so assertive, di ba? Isn't that safe? Oh, so pwede mong gawin yun. The other one is to say the phrases, sa akin lang to. Sa akin lang, in my opinion. So hindi masyadong malakas yung dating. So you're willing to be proven wrong. But how many of you know that your ideas might be the ultimate answer to the problem at hand? Na pag hindi mo sinabi because you do not trust the group that they will listen to you, hindi mo, wala. You miss out on an opportunity to be the solution to the problem. Does that make sense? It's uncomfortable. Tanggapin na natin yon. And it's okay. In fact, this diagram shows you how uncomfortable it is. Ito yung walang ka, ito yung comfortable na comfortable, walang ka conflict. May harmony. This extreme, but it's artificial. The other side is the place where we do not want to go. That's personal attack. It's not about the color of the pamphlet, it's about how bad the taste of the layout artist is. It's the same pamphlet, but it's different when it comes to attitude. This one is constructive. This one is destructive. Right at the very middle is the boundary line. And the suggested conflict point is inches away from the boundary line. Could you imagine how uncomfortable that would be? Yeah, but this is the ideal. Na tipong pag nag-uusap, alam mo yung adrenaline nararamdaman mo, na alam mo yung tenga mo medyo umiinit, o pumupula, and yet you're not delving into attacking the other person. But you can be intense. You can be passionate about your idea. It's okay. While still maintaining respect and kindness towards others. Then and only then can we come up with valuable, quality decisions. Pero pag winit-hold mo yon, sisitahin nila yung sasabihin ko. Baka gawin nilang joke. Right? Wala, hindi natin magagawa yon. Kasi you rather be on this side. Moving on. Most people are naturally resistant to conflict. So a good leader must actively probe for it. And this is called mining for conflict. Now, in your team, I'm not talking about your senior pastor or your lead pastor, you yourself as a leader, you're doing a meeting with the volunteers, what does mining for conflict look like? Yes, Jeff.
Asking for different opinions.
Yeah, actively asking for opinions. Sarah, I know you have an answer.
Calling out people who aren't looking and say, what do you think?
What do you think? Yan, as a leader. So hindi yung monologue mo, but you're asking people what they think. Anybody else from this side? I have an idea. Yes, Ramir.
Yung mining for conflict kasi is not just mining for different opinions, eh, pero for opinions that actually conflict one another.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Even if initially you have an idea, and the other person has the opposite idea. Okay lang yun. Mas maganda nga yun eh. Doon mo marirefine in the fire of argument, the gold, the pure gold of a decision. Tama ba? Amazing. I like that. Tapos, may sinabi ka rin, Sarah, yung hindi nagsasalita. For all you know, may mga bright ideas yan. Alright? So you mine for it. You give people a chance to share their ideas. We need to create a culture in our teams, a culture of conflict. Now you're starting to feel why the title is conflict appreciation. Because some conflicts are just necessary if it is trust-based. How do you do that? There are certain exercises, depth frequency conflict, and rules of engagement. We won't be able to do this because the seminar I'm sharing today is a full-day seminar. The challenge is how to share it in 5 minutes. 50 minutes. I have 5 minutes left. Depth frequency looks like this. Sino taga U-belt? Claudette, nandito ba pangalan mo? Nasaan ka? Ayun, si Claude. Okay, we did this for their team. Okay? Meron pa yan dito. Binura ko na lang. Oo. So, ang idea dyan, whenever a member of the team engages in a discussion in the meeting, what's the depth? I-scorean niyo yung isa't isa. From the no depth to very deep. Dito, ang mga sinasabi niya, saan tayo kakain? During a meeting, so zero ang score nun. Okay? Yun namang ito yung wow, it's as if the words of God are coming out from His mouth. Ganun yan, ganun kalalim yun. No? Now, dito naman sa frequency, yung kadalasan. So, pag 10, and yet nandito yung depth, almost every minute sinasabi niya, saan tayo kakain? Ganon. Okay? O kaya naman, pwedeng napakalalim nung kanyang sinasabi. Pero ang score niya nandito. Minsan lang siya magbukas ng bibig. Pero pag nagbukas siya ng bibig, hallelujah, hallelujah, gumaganon yung mga angels sa heaven. No? Yung sinabi niya, that's it. That's the solution. And then, we can see that. I-average yung score and we can see how the team is doing. And what follows next is an exercise how to encourage these people over here to be more participative and to share more their thoughts. Okay? Now, the rules of engagement is simply coming up with certain rules within the team. Okay? On what's acceptable and what's not. I think ginawa natin to sa HR yung conflict norming, which we weren't able to finish even if it's an entire day seminar, but you were able to continue, di ba? Nagiging malinaw. So these are just examples. Let me just read through that and then I have one question for you to answer. Kay Paul Barker to, sa team niya. Sabi niya, because every member of our team has a unique perspective, we value his or her opinion on all issues. There is no discussion too big or too small for comment. Everyone is encouraged to participate. Number two, because our relationship are important, we will voice our opinion with respect and kindness. How many of you like that rule number two? You will like it more because of number three. Because the view of every team member is vital to our success. If someone cannot voice his or her opinion with respect and kindness, hindi kaya, passionate, excited, that person should voice it anyway because there is a time for forgiveness later. Nararamdaman yung espiritu ni Pastor Paul Barker. I can sense it. It's here. Now, before we continue, in your team again, I'd like you to answer this question. What change in your mind in regards to conflict and why? Can you do that? 30 seconds per person.
All right. We'll just share. We'll have a couple of tables share their answer. Jane, you want to share yung sa table niya?
Yeah. Yung sa trust, na parang if there's trust, it's easier for people to, you know, to speak up and kasi, you know, it's a healthy environment. Parang you will not be judged or something.
So what has changed in your view of conflict?
Sorry.
Same question.
It's easier to, parang to speak up. Like, if you trust the people that you're in the team, so parang mas madaling mag-express. Parang ganun.
True. Honey Lee?
What change in my view about conflict. Conflict really exists. And we have to, I was telling them a while ago that in my first 3 years in the ministry, I was parang nag-flashback lang sa akin lahat yung mga conflict na nangyari sa amin, sa staff. And now I've realized that minsan kasi parang pinifil mo na lang kung ano bang gagawin namin, parang gano'n. Instead of just really talking about the issue. So now that I've learned all this, yung mga shinare nila kanina, so it would be easier for us to really talk about it and deal with it.
That's right. Last, Marge.
For me, conflict is good as long as it's really trust-based. You can just create conflict to just pick up an issue or like that. But if it's really about the topic, why you're there in the meeting and why you discuss things, I think creating conflict is really good. Because there are sometimes in a meeting wherein yung may hinahanap ka pa na isang message or isang something na alam mo hindi na sa iyo manggagaling or hindi mo siya maiisip, and creating conflict will really parang malalabas yung hinahanap niyo na yun pala yung magpapa-move dun sa next.
Well, Pastor Ado, any final words?
And this is not to patronize you guys, you know, but you are amazing. You are amazing doing your work for the ministry, for the Lord, and supporting our pastors. I just want to say thank you so much. Super thank you for what you're doing. And a lot of times, you take more kami yung taga-carry ng burden role. It probably won't change in the near future, but it's okay. But because we're here to serve, amen. So I just want to thank you. Can I pray for them? Can I just pray for you, Father? Thank you so much for these wonderful sons and daughters of yours, and God, just continue to bless the works of their hands. You said in your word that as we build your house, you will build our houses as well. And so I pray that as they faithfully serve in the ministry, faithfully support their pastors, faithfully serve the church, I thank you that you will take care of their personal needs outside of the church. Thank you so much, God. Bless their relationships, their marriages, their children, their friends. Bless them in amazing measure. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Ado. I have one challenge lang, no? And this is not just for you, but for all of us. The last question we asked, what has changed in your view of conflict? Now, my challenge is, the next few days and the next few weeks as you, even later, as you go back to your workplace, meron pa tayong session, but as you go back to your workplace, ask yourself, how would my handling of conflict change? Kasi your view might change. But anything we learn has an application. We can't just learn it and not change. Now, understanding that pyramid, what can you do so the situation where you work can change? Or, your team. Because we don't have to be the department head to be able to make a difference where you are. And all of us, I look around the room, even if you don't have anyone you directly supervise who's also a staff member, your interaction with volunteers, the fact that you're in the local church gives you so much, room or, venues where this has to be put into practice. So ako, yun lang yung challenge ko. Now, we'll resume 11:20. We'll keep it a tight kasi medyo malalim yung ibang mga discussion natin. So, please be back 11:20.